Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God, our Father, and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Our gospel lesson today, Matthew chapter 4, describes the early ministry of Jesus. He travels from Nazareth to Capernaum in Galilee to preach a message, the same message that John the Baptist preached, a message about a coming kingdom. From that time, Jesus began to preach, saying, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." Jesus, like John before him, is preaching about regime change. But to the surprise of almost everyone, the regime change Jesus is preaching about is not a change in the political government. His preaching announces a change not in political kingdoms, but in spiritual kingdoms. Jesus announces that the time has come for the kingdom of darkness to be defeated and for the kingdom of heaven to appear. But what kind of kingdom is the kingdom of heaven? Matthew 4 shows us three important realities of the kingdom of heaven. Number one, the kingdom of heaven is the kingdom of Christ. From that time, Jesus began to preach, saying, "Repent, the kingdom of heaven is at hand." Matthew 4:17. A kingdom, of course, is an area ruled by a king or a queen. Now, we don't have kings or queens. We live in a representative republic where we have presidents and legislators elected every few years. We don't have kings or queens because we don't believe anybody is good enough to have that much power. We don't live in a political kingdom, but each of us, every person in the world, all 8 billion of us, live in one of two spiritual kingdoms. There's only two choices: the kingdom of darkness or the kingdom of God. The kingdom of darkness is the kingdom of the devil, the kingdom of evil, the kingdom of death. The kingdom of God is also known as the kingdom of heaven, or it is also the kingdom of Christ, because Christ is the king. Now, we're all born into the kingdom of darkness by default, which is why the reality we are born into is one of pain, suffering, sickness, and death. That's what we call real life. That's reality. It's the reality of the kingdom of darkness. It's horrible, but it's reality. And everyone has to endure it. It's what we're born into. But Jesus Christ has come into this world in order to establish his kingdom on this earth. When Jesus preaches the kingdom of heaven is at hand, he is talking about himself, because the kingdom of heaven is the kingdom of Christ. The kingdom of heaven is any place on earth where Jesus Christ reigns as king. The Son of God has come down from heaven to establish his kingdom on earth. He's specifically come to overthrow the kingdom of darkness, including overthrowing the power of sin, the power of death, and the power of the devil. In other words, Christ's mission is a rescue mission. That's described in Colossians chapter 1. "For he has rescued us from the dominion of darkness and brought us into the kingdom of the Son he loves." Jesus Christ has come to rescue us from the kingdom of darkness and bring us into his kingdom, to rescue us from the power of the devil. Or as John puts it in 1 John 3:8, "The reason the Son of God appeared was to destroy the works of the devil." So Jesus Christ is not only our king, but he's also our rescuer. And that's what makes him the greatest hero of all time. He has come to rescue us from the power of sin, from the tyranny of the devil, and from the cold grip of death itself. How does he do this? Does he do it by raising an army and then arming them with miraculous weapons and starting a war? No, he doesn't do it that way. Does he do it by calling down fire from heaven and burning up all his enemies? No, he doesn't do that either. No, he overthrows the kingdom of darkness through his word, through his love, and through his sacrifice. He begins with his word, teaching people about God's kingdom, telling parables to show us what God's kingdom is really like, and sharing the good news of the kingdom of God. He teaches people, but he also loves people. He helps them. He cares for them. He does great acts of mercy, spending days and nights healing, helping anyone in need. But he ultimately accomplishes his purpose through his sacrifice on the cross, by being obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. Jesus Christ rescues us from the dominion of darkness. He shed his blood so that his grace and Forgiveness might be given as a free gift to all believe. 1 John 1:7, the blood of Jesus Christ, God's only Son, purifies us from all sin. Through his death, through his resurrection, Jesus Christ rescued us from the dominion of darkness and brought us into his kingdom. He brought us out of the darkness and into his glorious light. And that's number two. The kingdom of heaven is, number one, the kingdom of Christ. And it is also the kingdom of light. The Matthew quotes Isaiah chapter 9, the people dwelling in darkness have seen a great light, and for those dwelling in the region of the shadow of death, on them a light has dawned. Matthew 4:16. Matthew's quoting the prophet Isaiah there, we all dwell in deep darkness, the darkness of sin and death, the kingdom of darkness. Darkness, of course, is a good symbol for this spiritual reality we live in, because darkness is dangerous. Bad things happen in the dark. At night, crime goes up. At night, car accidents go up. And, of course, it's easy to feel alone in the dark, isn't it? We all feel cut off from other people. It's also easy to lose hope in the dark. But Isaiah announces to us and Matthew reports to us that there is hope and there is light. Jesus Christ is the light of the world. Here is our hope. Here is the good news in the battle between light and darkness. You see, the people dwelling in darkness have seen a great light. And here's the important thing to know. In the battle between light and darkness, light always wins. What is darkness? Well, it's, in a sense, nothing. It's not a substance. It's simply the absence of light. And that's why light always dispels the darkness. So what this world needs is less darkness and more light. Jesus Christ is the light of the world. The light no darkness can overcome. John 1, 4, and 5 says, in him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. Now, the people of Jesus' day walked in great darkness. Things looked hopeless to them, but we are no different today. Here in the United States in 2023, there is plenty of darkness. So many people feel like there is no hope. Suicide rates continue to be near a record high. And in 2020, 1.2 million Americans attempted to take their own life. Drug abuse, especially opioid abuse, is a huge health crisis in the United States. Opioids kill around 50,000 Americans each and every year. The statistics make it clear. People are hurting. People are hopeless. People are trapped in the darkness. But there is hope. Jesus Christ is the light of the world, the light no darkness can overcome. If you are in a hard situation, maybe you're walking in the shadows right now, maybe you're going through the toughest time of your life, here's what you need to know. When you're walking in the darkness, you have two options. You can scream and curse the darkness, or you can turn on a light. But where do we find the light of Christ? Well, we turn to the scriptures. Psalm 119, 105. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. We need the light of Christ, and we find the light of Christ in the light of God's word. The Bible brings the light of Christ to every situation. God's word is a lamp to your feet and a light to your path. You will find the answers you are looking for in the Bible. You will find the hope you are looking for in the Bible. You will find the light you are looking for in the Bible. You will find the Savior you are looking for in the pages of the Bible. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. You see, God's kingdom, the kingdom of heaven, is, number one, the kingdom of Christ. Number two, it is the kingdom of light. And finally, last of all, it is the kingdom of life. Jesus went through Galilee, teaching in their synagogues and proclaiming the gospel of the kingdom and healing every disease and every affliction among the people. Matthew 4:23. You see, the kingdom of darkness brings sickness, suffering, and death. Jesus brings healing. Jesus goes throughout Galilee teaching, preaching, and healing. He is the Lord of mercy and the King of compassion. So he helps people in a way that only he can, through spectacular miracles. Jesus doesn't use his divine power for his own benefit. He uses them to help people and bring healing to others, because he is the King who brings life to people. He doesn't go around inflicting disease on others. Instead, he heals them because he is the King of compassion, the Lord of mercy. But Jesus doesn't just bring temporary healing and life to people. More importantly, he brings eternal life. All the healings Jesus did during his earthly ministry were temporary, but the word he spoke gives eternal life. You see, John 10:10 says, "The thief comes to steal and kill and destroy, but I have come that they may have life and have it abundantly." The thief, of course, is the devil, the evil tyrant who rules over the kingdom of darkness, the cruel dictator who inflicts suffering and pain and death. He continues to steal and kill and destroy. That is a short and effective job description of what Satan does. But Jesus comes to bring life, not just temporary life, but eternal life to all who believe in him. John 3:16 says, "God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. I have come that you may have life and have it abundantly." There is a battle going on, a spiritual battle between two mighty kingdoms, the kingdom of darkness and the kingdom of God, the kingdom of Christ. And there is only going to be one winner. And the good news is that the kingdom of darkness is fading away. It is going to be defeated when Jesus Christ comes again in all his glory. When the trumpet sounds, then Revelation 11:15 will come true. "The seventh angel sounded his trumpet, and there were loud voices in heaven which said, 'The kingdom of the world has become the kingdom of our Lord Christ, and he will reign forever and ever. Amen.' Now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, guard and keep your hearts and minds in faith in Christ Jesus. Amen."